Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
Some people like to deep clean every Saturday morning. I prefer to spend a few minutes every day keeping things fresh with Lysol. Lysol's brand new day disinfecting wipes conveniently tackle surfaces, including remotes, tablets, and smartphones, killing 99.9% of viruses and bacteria with a fragrance that feels like a tropical getaway for your senses. Don't just clean, Lysol clean.
From muddy jungle paths to snowy trails to rolling sand dunes, the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder is ready to take you to some of the most phenomenal destinations on Earth. In a Pathfinder, it's more than just the arrival. The real excitement comes from the ride to get there. With 7 drive modes, Pathfinder's available intelligent 4-wheel drive is built for some of the most epic journeys. So chase bigger, better, more exciting adventures in the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder. Intelligent 4-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
What is going on, Thunder fans? It is that time of year again. For the first time in almost 5 years, the Thunder are back in the playoffs. And BetOnline is your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from MLB golf, the MLB and NHL playoff stats, all the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. BetOnline, where the game starts. Welcome back, everybody, to another edition of the Top of Thunder podcast. I'm your host, the one who's at Thunder Chats. We're part of the B-League Network. This podcast is brought to you by BetOnline.ag. Now that is out of the way, I am by myself. That is right. We already dropped a podcast today for you. Actually, I guess this is technically tomorrow. I would normally be asleep. I should be asleep. I want to be asleep. But I wanted to see who won the Pelicans and Kings matchup so we can see who the Thunder are going to get in the first round of the playoffs. And also, in the waiting, I saw that Drake dropped another freestyle diss track at Kendrick Lamar. So I'm locked in. I'm wide awake right now. I figured that, you know, we had our Ultimate Playoff Preview podcast drop today. Awesome. Like 2 hours of content. Carson Braber of Nerd Sesh and Volume Sports talked for like an hour and a half on the playoffs. We had 18 guests pop in. I think it was 19 guests because I got a couple in there late. But we had around 20 people pop in giving their takes on who they thought was going to win the playing game, who the OKC was going to face in the first round. And a lot of people were quick to go with the Kings just because the injury to Zion. And, you know, that was kind of natural, like not natural, national consensus. But there were a few people in there that picked the Pelicans in spite of it. And wouldn't you know it, those are the people that were right. The Pelicans ended up beating the Kings 105-98. The final score was a lot closer than the actual game was. At one point, the Kings were at 20, and then the Kings just started shooting threes with, like, you know, 5-6 minutes left to play. But, you know, looking at the box score-wise, Ingram kind of snapped out of it, you know, looked the best that he's looked, you know, coming out of injury. 24 points, 6 rebounds, 6 assists, 10 to 20 shooting, 1 of 2 from deep with a block. Had 4 turnovers, so, you know, didn't have a perfect game, but definitely bounced back. CJ McCollum had a really weird game. Played 36 minutes. Only had 7 points, 2 rebounds, 3 assists, a steal, 2 blocks, which is kind of wild. but four turnovers also. Shot 3 of 8, was 1 of 2 from three. I mean, if you look at his stats going into the play-in, he had at least 30 points like 5 straight games. And this was with Zion. And obviously, like, whenever Zion wasn't playing earlier in the year, CJ had a bigger role. You know, he was kind of one of the lead initiators, one of the lead playmakers. And he has, like, obviously he struggled in the Lakers game, but many people, including myself, thought he was going to bounce back in a big way in this Kings game, especially when Zion having the ball more and more opportunities. He only took 8 shots. Like, I was kind of shook. And if that's the CJ we're getting in the series against OKC, it's going to be tough for them. It's going to be very tough for them. I want to give a shout-out to Trey Murphy III, one of my favorite players in the league. I would love to see this guy on Thunder jersey in the future. 16 points, 8 rebounds, 6 assists with a steal. Guess what? Also 4 turnovers. I don't know why. The big three of ball handlers had 4 turnovers each. But Trey was 6 of 12 shooting, 2 of 7 from deep, 2 of 2 from the stripe. This is the guy that can fill it up in a hurry from deep. He's had games of like 6, 7, 8, 9 three-pointers. You know, if he gets hot, like, he's really hard to stop. He's also super athletic, a really good defender. And with Zion out, he has moved into the starting lineup. He's playing more. He actually played a team-high 43 minutes. I'm looking game-high also, 43 minutes in this one. And I'd have to look. Let me see what he played against the Lakers, because I know it wasn't that much. He played 32 minutes against the Lakers, which, you know, is still quite a bit, but came off the bench. So now he's got more opportunity. He gets more shooting opportunities. He gets more ball handling reps. He just gets more opportunity to make damage. Make damage. Yeah, that's a phrase. So that is, you know, that's good for him, but kind of concerning. On the bench, Larry Nance had a really good game. 13 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals, 6-7 shooting. I mean, honestly, their whole bench played well, except for Dyson Daniels, being only played a couple minutes. Najee Marshall was 5 of 11, only 1 of 4 from deep, but 11 points, 6 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals, 1 block. And then Jose Alvarado just continuing his crazy energy. 10 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals, and a block. 4 of 8 shooting, 1 of 1 from deep. So this was really a complete game from the Pelicans. I didn't even talk about Jonas Valanciunas, who was able to stay on the floor because Domantas Sabonis was on the other side. So you counteract the big lumbering center with another big lumbering center. 19 points, 12 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 blocks on 8 of 16 shooting from Jonas Valanciunas. The thing to watch in the Thunder series, and we kind of talked about this in the playoff preview pod and the last time we played the Pelicans, is Chet is kind of playing Valanciunas off the floor anytime they play. Sure, he might get some numbers early on just because he is a very physical basketball player and he's got really good touch around the rim. But Chet is so hard to guard because if he takes you out to the three-point line, Jonas Valanciunas can't do anything. And, you know, aside from Herb Jones and Trey Murphy, like, the Pels really struggle defensively as it is, so you don't want to have another liability out there defensively. You know, probably throw out Larry Nance, which is a better defender. I still think that he would struggle to stay in front of Chet, yeah, because Chet's got a really, not just a really long first step, but a really quick first step as well to get by there. And his handle's obviously improved, and he can rise over the top of Larry Nance. Larry Nance only, I think, 6'7" kind of sticks out in my mind. 6'8". Okay, I was close. Chet's like a true 7-footer. He can shoot right over top of him. So I think that this is going to be a huge series for Chet. And, you know, obviously we've had a weak rest, and I think that 100% plays into the benefit of Chet Holmgren, because we saw what he could do when he gets rest. Coming out of the All-Star break, he was playing like an absolute demon. So that's the Chet that I'm kind of expecting in this first round of the playoffs. And, you know, it's not just going to be like a couple games and he's going to get tired again, because we have more time in between games. Like, we play Sunday. I believe we play on Wednesday. Yeah, we play Wednesday. So we play Sunday, rest 2 games, play Wednesday, rest 2 games, play Saturday. I'm not sure when game 4 is, but I mean that is the what's the word I'm looking for there? That's the recipe, I guess. It doesn't feel right, but yeah, I think that's what I was coming with. So, yeah, that is what's going to happen there. So I think that Chet will thrive from those extra day rests. I think that he will be able to hold his own defensively. And, you know, even as I was telling Carson in the podcast last night, like, if you watch, like, from the first time Chet guards somebody to the last time Chet guarded somebody, it's night and day difference. Like, he is a film junkie. He studies the game. He adapts. You know, he learns, he adapts, and he applies it to his game. And I think that, for example, game one that we guarded Sabonis, that Chet guarded Sabonis, was 100% different than game four when we guarded Sabonis, because he really made life difficult for Sabonis. So this will be the fifth time, I believe, that Chet plays Jonas Valanciunas. So I think that he's going to have some tricks up his sleeve defensively. And then offensively, like, it's a matter of when, not if, Jonas Valanciunas gets played off the floor. The other thing that kind of plays into OKC's favor is Herb Jones, obviously, phenomenal defender. Like, just, what's the word? Absolute classics between Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and Herb Jones in terms of, like, just, like, the duel of offense and defense. Herb's allowed to play really physical with Shai, and specifically in a, you know, postseason playoff environment. I expect that to be the truth. But Herb Jones had the main assignment tonight of De'Aaron Fox, and De'Aaron Fox, to his credit, had 35 points, 7 rebounds, 5 assists, 3 steals. He did have 5 turnovers, shot 12 of 29, so not super efficient, shot 4 of 16 from 3. That boy was chucking, but he was still able to get up numbers. And, like, Shea's a more efficient player than Fox anyway. Shai is a more decisive and crafty driver to the rim, obviously, you know, because he has the most drives in the league by, like, a significant margin. And, you know, he has a much better efficiency at the rim. You know, he has the efficiency of, like, a wing or even some bigs as a guard. So I think that Shai is going to be able to kind of counteract Herb Jones' defense. Going back to, like, what I said about Chet and his matchups, like, Shai is another film junkie. He's a guy that will learn, adapt, and apply to his game. Obviously, last year in the regular season matchups, Herb really frustrated Shai, and Shai had some of his worst games of the season. In the postseason game, in the play-in, Shai kind of had his number. He dropped a cool, like, 31, 32, 33, something like that, like low 30s on Herb on, like, really good efficiency. So, and then this season against the Pels, I think I was looking at it, he's averaging 29 points against Herb Jones, which, you know, isn't his 30, isn't his 31 for the meme, but 29 is still a really solid game for, you know, even a star player in the playoffs. So I think that Shai is going to be able to handle Herb Jones. And if you're not slowing down Shai, it's going to be a long day for you. In terms of matchups with this current starting lineup, so the Pelicans trotted out CJ McCollum, Brandon Ingram, Trey Murphy, Herb Jones, and Jonas Valanciunas. If I had to guess how the Thunder would match up with their current starting lineup, in terms of defensively, I think that obviously you put Chet on Jonas Valanciunas. I think you try to hide Giddy on Herb Jones, but, like, you've got to tell him, man, no hand down, man down. Like, don't.
If you're on a GLP-1, you're probably loving the results. But how do you feel? All of those side effects can take a toll. So now what? Get to GNC. We'll help with solutions to address those side effects and keep you going on your journey. GNC.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
From muddy jungle paths to snowy trails to rolling sand dunes, the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder is ready to take you to some of the most phenomenal destinations on Earth. In a Pathfinder, it's more than just the arrival. The real excitement comes from the ride to get there. With 7 drive modes, Pathfinder's available intelligent 4-wheel drive is built for some of the most epic journeys. So chase bigger, better, more exciting adventures in the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder. Intelligent 4-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Help off of him, because Herb Jones has turned himself into a really good three-point shooter this year. Try to look up his percentage this year because it's been crazy. Yeah, 41.8% from Herb Jones, and that's on not high volume, but decent volume. So I think that you put Gideon on Herb, but you tell him just don't leave that man. I think this is where it gets tricky, because you got Dort, you got Dub, you got Shea. I think you put Shea and McCollum, and then I think Dort guards Ingram. I know we probably have nightmares of what Ingram was doing to Dort last year in the playing game. Just really using his height and his length to score over Dort. Shoot over Dort specifically a few times, even before Shea's like game-winning dagger step back fall away floater against over Herb Jones. Like the play before that, Brandon Ingram just rose up above Dort in the post and nailed a little mid-range jumper. So obviously Brandon Ingram's coming back from injury. He will have, let's see, this is Friday, so he'll have tomorrow off before we play Sunday. So gets a little bit of time to recuperate. He is starting to look more like himself. He will be relied on more with the ball in his hands with Zion out. So I'm not saying that, you know, he's going to dominate with Dort or Dort's going to shut him down. I'm just laying out the facts. I think that will be the matchup. Like I said, Shea on McCollum, I think that makes sense. And I think you put Dub on Trey Murphy. And again, you just really emphasize to him, like, dude, like, please don't let this guy get hot from three. Like, hand down, man down. Like, I get, you know, the whole idea of, like, keeping a foot in the paint on drivers. I don't really think you have to worry about that with the Pelicans, specifically without Zion. I don't think we're worried about CJ McCollum's rim pressure or Brandon Ingram's rim pressure. You know, these are guys that kind of, you know, like CJ, Brandon Ingram, they're kind of guys that get it done in the mid-range. And, you know, they kick out to the open shooters like Herb Johnson, Trey Murphy, and you know, Jonas Valanciunas is obviously involved in that action out of the post. So I think that you can get away with, not having to help as much on drives. I think you could stay home a little bit more in this type of series. But, yeah. Obviously, last year, Josh Giddey had a really good game against the Pels. Almost had a triple-double. I think he did have 31 points. If I'm looking at how the Pels match up with the Thunder with this roster, Jonas Valanciunas is not a rim protector, so I don't think you're going to do the whole hide Jonas in the corner guarding Giddey and let him roam around the rim, because that's not going to help you. Obviously, we know Herb Jones is going to check Shea. Like, that's 100%, like, you don't even have to worry about that. Like, that's happening. I think they'll put Trey Murphy on Jalen Williams, because I do think he's their second best perimeter defender, specifically in the starting lineup. And obviously, Jalen Williams is our next best ball handler. So it'll be a really fun, like, decisive matchup in terms of, like, offense versus defense with Shea and Dub versus Herb and Trey Murphy. I look forward to that. I think they'll put CJ on Dort, just because, you know, he can't guard Giddey. Like, if they put CJ on Giddey, Giddey will put him in the post and put him into the rim over and over again. or at least be able to create actions off that, like feed to cutters, kick out to open three-point shooters. Like, you know, it would just not be a good thing for the Pelicans if they do that. So I think that they'll throw McCollum on Dort. You know, again, height about the same, kind of what I was saying with Herb, like don't leave him open from three necessarily, but like don't hard close out at him. I think that matchup makes sense for him. I do think that Valanciunas probably gets the assignment on Chet, at least early on. I don't agree with it. I don't even think that I would start out with it, because you're just going to dig yourself in a hole. But I do think that is what ends up happening. And I think you end up having Brandon Ingram on Josh Giddey. I could be wrong on this, but, you know, he is obviously a guy that has some height, you know, about as tall as Giddey, maybe a little bit shorter. Gives up some size, but, you know, makes up for it with his length, and obviously is a better option than CJ McCollum. So I would say that's probably the defensive matchups. If you're looking at the bench, I mean, the Pels basically played three guys tonight. Like I said, Jose Alvarado, Najee Marshall, Larry Nance Jr. Dyson Daniels came in for a cup of coffee. It's going to be interesting to see how Mark handles it. If we're going three guys off the bench, I think it's like no contest. Case Mullis, Isaiah Joe, Aaron Wiggins. You know, they do have a big off the bench in Larry Nance Jr. for the Pels. So I could see Boom getting some time. I can see Kenyon Richwilliams getting some time. I can see Gordon Hayward getting some time. It's going to be really interesting to see how Mark handles the rotations, but he will be doing so in a very squintly manner. So I'm very excited for this series. I think it will be a lot of fun. I think it's a good test for the Thunder, because even without Zion, this is a really good Pelicans team, as the Kings found out tonight. They've got multiple wing defenders that, you know, you can throw at Shea and Dub. And I think it'll be a good test for this Thunder team. I don't think that we lose the series. I don't even really think it's close, but I do think it'll be a fun series. If you wanted to ask my head, I would tell you Thunder in five. I think a gentleman's sweep. It's probably one of the biggest cop-outs in terms of picking playoff series, but I am going to go with that today. I think that the Thunder take both at home. Energy is just too crazy. I think they get to New Orleans and they're riding this high, and then the Pelicans kind of punch them in the mouth and they win one in the game three, and then Thunder kind of snap back into it, win game four, come back home, finish the series game five, crowd going nuts, and then you get a few days rest before you wait to find out who your opponent is in the second round. So that's what my head would say, but my heart is honestly saying I think that we can sweep this team. I know a lot of people are saying they want it to come back to OKC for game five, but like, man, if you can end it early, end it early, take the rest, and send a message to the league. Like, not necessarily like, oh, it's impressive we beat the Pelicans without Zion. Like, no, it's impressive we're this young team and we're taking this as seriously as we should be taking it. Like, we're just taking care of business. We're dispatching these teams. We're doing our jobs. Like, we're, you know, we're, what am I trying to say? Basically, like, we are all business. Like, you know, we're not just happy that we're here. We're on a mission. Like, our mission was the Pelicans. Guess what? We just passed them in four games. Cool. We're going to go back to the crib. We're going to rest. We're going to recuperate. And we're going to start preparing and scouting for the potential second-round matchup. So, I think a sweep is on the table. I'm going to say gentlemen sweep, but if they do sweep, then I reserve the right to say you're a liar for saying that I said gentlemen sweep. So, congrats to you for that. That's exciting. But I am going to go to bed now. I just wanted to get something quick out there for you guys. Actually previewing, like, with 100% certainty who our opponent was before Sunday. Sorry, you know me. I like to get choked up at least once a podcast. So next time you hear us, I've said this in the last three podcasts, and you've heard me multiple times since then, but the next time you hear us, we will be talking about the Thunder Pelicans game one on Sunday, post game. Be there, be square. Find us on YouTube, subscribe at OKC Topic Thunder. Or you can look up Topic Thunder Podcast. Just be sure to look for the one that has actual Thunder basketball content. There's another one that talks about weather. I'm just as confused as you are. but subscribe to that. Like our videos, leave comments, click the notification bell so you don't miss when we go live. We always go live, or we're going to be going live after every playoff game, but it won't be like final buzzer sound, the dogs are barking, and then we're going live. Like, we've got some stuff to get together, so like, bear with us a little bit, but if you hit the notification bell, you won't miss out. Also, follow us on Twitter at OKC Topic Thunder. You know, we've kind of fallen off a little bit with the highlights, but the GOAT, Matt Tierney, is back. He is going to be posting highlights. He's going to be participating in the podcast. Like, we are going to be running like a finely tuned machine this postseason. So tap in at OKC Topic Thunder. And yeah, the next time I see you guys, the next time you guys hear my voice will be on Sunday postgame, hopefully talking about a convincing Thunder victory. But until then, I hope everybody has a phenomenal night. God bless. Hoop when you can. And as always, Thunder up!
Thank you for listening to the Topic Thunder podcast. Our podcast is available to subscribe on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, and Google Play, or anywhere else you listen to your podcast. Be sure to leave us a 5-star rating and a positive review, and follow us on Twitter at OKC Topic Thunder.
Thunder up!
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.